Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by the Values Institute and features Jim Immel of Immel & Associates. And Jim is going to talk to us about some very interesting topics that he has with conversations he has with business owners. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. Nice to be here.
I should say welcome back. You've been on before. You can find all of Jim's past interviews on ExitCoachRadio.com. Thanks for coming back, Jim. Let's give our listeners a refresh on what your practice is all about. What do you do for your clients?
Well, I my practice is pretty much twofold, Bill. About 60% of my time, maybe two-thirds of my time, is working directly with business owners, helping them as much as anything gain clarity and confidence on their long-term plan, and then, of course, coordinating that with their short-term efforts to build the long-term success of their business. And the other part of my business is actually coaching financial services advisors, people that want to focus in on the business market, people that want to help their clients be proactive as far as helping prepare them for negotiating from strength and not weakness, and learning some of the ideas and concepts that can help them help their business owners. So I enjoy both sides of that, since I was a financial advisor and I did that specifically before I went into coaching.
So that's great perspective for people that are working with business owners, that you can come to them and say, hey, I've been there, I've been doing that for the many, many, many years. And you and I have known each other a long time now, Jim.
Right? Yes, we have.
And you've always been a great communicator, a great storyteller, and able to assess a situation for a business owner and help them to kind of, like you said, clarity and look towards the future and see how they're going to solve the issues at hand. And one of the things that you've talked about a lot is that you never get the right answer if you don't ask the right question. And it seems very fundamental, yet it can be easily overlooked. But what do you mean by that? You never get the right answer if you don't ask the right question.
Well, since you referred that I'm a storyteller, maybe I can share a quick story. And this wasn't long ago that I was introduced to a business owner. And on his mind was, what does the long term look like for me? And, of course, he's focused on growing his business. He knows his industry. He's a very, very passionate person. But at the same point in time, he's starting to look in the mirror, and he's starting to hear from some of the key leadership group, you know, what is your long-term plan? So he starts to wonder about that. So the very first thing that he starts to ask me is, what's the best way for people to exit their business, and what have you seen other people doing? And so he starts with that fundamental question, which is asking for some education. Yet at the same point in time, really where it starts is it starts in his heart, as far as what would he like to have as his legacy, what would he like to accomplish, how would he like to exit that business. And for a lot of people like that, Bill, what I do is I slow them down a little bit, get them to think out loud, process out loud. And a lot of times people like that, I just ask the if it's okay if I get to know them and their business, and I take them back to the beginning and ask them why they got in business in the first place. Mm-hmm. What was it that they were wanting to accomplish? And just literally slowing them down and letting them know that if they go a little bit deeper with the questions, they're going to get to the fundamental questions that they need to answer. So if you really think about it, Bill, our minds move very, very fast. These business owners, they love to solve problems, they're confident, they're optimistic, and they move pretty fast, generally speaking. So what we do as advisors is we just slow them down. When people are processing out loud, they can't go as fast as they do when they're just thinking by themselves. So one good question leads to another question, and many times it takes three or four questions before we start to really peel the onion back and they start to ask themselves the right question.
Do you find that people have different definitions of long-term today than they did 20 years ago when you were getting started, or 20, 30 years ago when you were getting started?
Yeah.
It's been a long time,
well,
Jim.
What's interesting is one of my best mentors, because I was in my early 30s and I was working with a business owner that was close to 60, and what Gary would tell me is that he was looking to get out in 5 years. And 15 years later, I was asking Gary when he was looking to get out, and it was always 5 years. So
the old Perma-5 plan.
Right. But he loved what he did, passionate, loved to develop other people, loved to grow the business, provide other people opportunities, and that's what he did. And he eventually exited by providing a great opportunity for the people that he left behind. Long-term is really interesting. I use the analogy of the light switch. Sometimes these business owners don't think about it, and then all of a sudden they wake up one day and they just want to turn the light switch off. It all of a sudden they go from being passionate 100% into the game, and then all of a sudden something starts feeling heavy. Maybe it's a personal situation that's happened, but they literally turn the light switch off. Most of the people that you and I work with, it's more like a dimmer switch. They just don't do it that quick. They do it over time. But what really a lot of them are thinking about is, how do I transition myself out of the leadership position, provide other people opportunity to get into that leadership position, so the business is being prepared to transition from a position of strength and not weakness. And I would say that long-term for most is 10 years, but even 5 years is long-term for some.
I like the analogy of the light switch, because a lot of people think that they are going to operate life on that dimmer switch, and then all of a sudden an event happens
right
beyond their control, and like you said, the passion's gone. They need to be prepared for that, just in case
right
the light switch goes off of desire.
Right.
And we don't. And none of us want to think about that, but it's just part of life.
Yeah, it is. And it could be something family-driven, health-driven. I mean, you just don't know what it is. There are times where all of a sudden what was once a very strong priority now seems to be a distant second place. And I think with the business owners that are listening in, a lot of them can relate to that.
Yeah.
As you know, we're in a relationship business, so the deeper that we go with these kind of questions, the more we build that deep relationship with these entrepreneurs, these people that lead for so many reasons, not just to win in business, but they're very, very purpose-driven in many cases.
Now, we were talking the other day, Jim, about an example of some of those questions, and you talked about the question that someone else might ask of me as an advisor, and we have about a minute and a half before break. Can you just kind of go back over that conversation briefly?
Well, and I'm not exactly sure what exactly we were talking about, but what do you do as an advisor is asked quite often. And I believe that the future-based question that we can turn and ask of our client, you know, is it okay, instead of answering that question, is it okay if I ask you a question? And give them really something to think about and go deep with. And if they were to feel like they found an advisor that they could feel very, very confident in, and they could imagine introducing this advisor to somebody else, and this is somebody that they would really trust and respect, how would we define that advisor to one of our friends that we were suggesting work with this advisor? What are the traits and the values that you want that advisor to have? And that's really what business owners should be thinking about, is who's going to represent them, who's going to help lead them, who's going to take their shoes off and put them on and help them through it. And honestly, what I'm focused on is I'm focused on being that person that's referable and somebody that can be introduced to somebody that they care about. I think that's really what they should be looking for in an advisor.
Great stuff, Jim. We're going to take a short break. We're talking with Jim Immel of Immel Associates. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a few more stories and some other tips and ideas that our listeners can use. Jim, we'll be right back. Hang with us, okay?
All right.
All right, we'll be right back.
Olive Crest is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing child abuse, treating and educating at-risk children, and preserving the family one life at a time. For 40 years, Olive Crest has provided safe, loving homes to at-risk youth throughout Southern California, Nevada, and the Pacific Northwest. There are many ways you can help, including volunteering or becoming a foster parent. Go to www.olivecrest.org or call 1-800-550-CHILD to learn more. That's 1-800-550-CHILD. Call today.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, everyone. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you will find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes. I'm talking with Jim Immel of Immel & Associates. And Jim, before the break, we talked about the fact that you never get the right answer if you don't ask the right question. And I'm going to cut to the chase on the one I was thinking about that we were talking about was you said something to a business owner that really opened up my eyes to what we do. And it had to do with someday something may happen and people that you love will be asking me some questions. What are those questions? Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah. And really what it's about is, and this is really more maybe in the risk management aspect of running your business. One of the things that a lot of business owners are doing is they're heads down, they're growing their business, they're focused on the day-to-day. And they're, again, back to being very optimistic and looking at what they can accomplish. And risk management is just not natural to most business owners. And one of the questions that I like to ask to get business owners to just slow down for a moment and to think is, if you could imagine, Bill, if you were the business owner and I asked you to imagine for a moment that you had passed away, and a week after your funeral, if I'm the most trusted advisor, your widow calls me and says, Jim, I have a few questions. Do you have a little bit of time? And I would basically say, of course I do. And she says, great, I'll be right over. And now I like to be prepared, so I would ask you, Bill, to kind of come back and be with us and help me understand what are those five or six questions that I should be prepared to answer that your wife might be asking me when she gets here. What are the things that we should prepare for, because I want to make sure I give her peace of mind? What are some of those questions that she's going to ask? And when I've asked that question to a lot of business owners, they realize that they're not ready for that event. I had one business owner kind of smile at me and say, you know, that's not even fair. And the reality is, though, Bill, is that the risk management planning, the contingency planning is pretty important, because what that really does is it helps us start down the path of making sure the business is prepared in so many different ways. Because if you think about it, it helps you prepare for a living buyout as well. What's your most important asset? It's usually your leadership, your management, your key performers. And you start to think about, well, how do I make sure that we retain those people for the business, you know, either from a contingency or even from a living buyout? Mm-hmm. You know, how do I negotiate from strength by making sure that my leadership, management, and key performers are tied into the organization? So it's a good question that really gets people thinking in a couple different ways from a risk management standpoint. But also, if you think about it, the risk management of what if you live still requires that you're able to retain, reward those people, have them walk alongside you, so when you do negotiate to exit, you can do it from a position of strength and not weakness.
Excellent. Now, you've talked about that there's only three types of businesses. Maybe you can review your thoughts there and some questions or examples that can illustrate the right questions that can be asked with regards to that.
Yeah. Really, when I talk about the three kinds of businesses, there's businesses that are controlled by one person, a majority-owned business. There's businesses, maybe it's three brothers inherited the business from dad, so it's a multiple minority situation. Nobody is in control. Maybe it's four equal people, but what it comes down to is nobody really is in control. There's multiple minority owners that lead the business. And then the most challenging sometimes is the 50-50 owner. And 50-50 owner, nobody's really in control. And I've got a good example of a 50-50 situation that I was introduced to here not too long ago. And what's really interesting is that these gentlemen are about the same age, but one of them has a son that's come into the business. The son is highly talented. And the father of the son is thinking longer term about staying in the business, being there to work alongside his son. And the other business owner is kind of calling a timeout, going, I thought we were going to build this business and sell it together. And the very interesting thing that's going on here is people are starting to realize that they didn't ask the right questions at the beginning, to really say, how would this ever happen? How are we going to make an offer from one 50% owner to another 50% owner? What's the best way to go about that? And I actually got introduced to that in a roundabout way from an attorney who introduced me to kind of facilitate some of the conversations and think about some of the possibilities on how to find a win-win. But if you think about it, Bill, the buyer is wanting to buy it as cheap as possible. The seller is wanting to sell it for as much as possible. The buyer, whose talented son came in and grew the business, is saying, now, wait a minute, we're looking to buy your shares out. My son's been helping grow this business. So there's just a lot of issues that, until you put your heads up and start looking at a situation, you're not asking those questions until sometimes it gets a little bit too late.
Right. And so it's important to delineate between what type of situation or type of business are you in, and that will help drive the conversation and determine the outcome. That makes a lot of sense.
And, you know, there's a lot of ideas that are being thrown around here, and it's going to work out. It's going to be fine. But how you get there, you might have to get a little bit creative. But and I have another one. It's been a while since I worked on this one, but it's always a good example. It was originally a 50-50 ownership, but they became 40-40-20 because they brought in a talented person to be a 20% owner.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the 20% owner is the swing vote, and of course, the business owners were made aware of that when they were entering into, you know, real stock going to this third person. But the interesting thing is the age difference is literally it's about 10 years from the oldest to the second oldest, then another 10 years down to the next one. So there's 20 years from the oldest to the youngest. And the one in the middle is one of the 40% owners, does not want to own two-thirds of the business. So he really doesn't want to buy more of the business, but the youngest person, again, feels like I'm buying some of my equity back because of growing the business. So a lot of times you just have to think longer term through these events when you're going into them. And sometimes you just can't think of every situation. But at the same point in time, when they started to go to look at solving this, they really started to say, how are we going to work this out amongst each other? And what ended up happening is realizing that there's a lot of other talent and other people that are also providing leadership, management, and performance, you know, for the business. And so it's turned into something that is much more broad from an ownership than just these three people. So again, you just start to, it's easy to start going down a path because of the questions that are being asked. And sometimes you just have to sit back and say, what questions should we be asking right now?
Great stuff, Jim. Hey, how do our listeners get in touch with you? Let them know how to get in touch with you and what if you'll offer a free consultation or something like that for them.
Absolutely. Probably the best way is email, and it's just simply Jim at, and my last name is spelled I-M-M-E-L, MLAssociates.com. So Jim at MLAssociates.com. Just shoot me an email with a couple days at work for a time to get together and a phone number, and I'll reach out and we can discuss some things. And also with for financial service advisors, there's a couple processes that I've got put together specifically to help them. One of them's called Getting Started. Another one's called a reboot process to kind of, you know, do you want to reboot your processes and take a look and maybe have another party either look at your processes or give you some ideas. I've got some ideas there to help financial services reps as well.
Jim, thanks very much for a very interesting interview and discussion, and I've learned a lot again, as I usually do when I talk with you. I would implore any of our listeners who are business owners, or if you're an advisor that works with business owners and you want to get better at it, give Jim Immel a call at Immel Associates or send him an email at Jim at Immel Associates. Jim, hope you'll come back and join us again soon. Thanks very much.
I will do that. Thanks, Bill. Good talking to you.
Great talking with you. I've been talking with Jim Immel of Immel Associates, and we're going to take a short break, so please stay tuned.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.